everyone. Welcome to Chika Travel with Lelo, the number one travel podcast in South Africa. My name is Lelo Boyana, and I have just come back from an amazing weekend at Tsitsikamma in the Eastern Cape. I had been dying to visit that place. I actually saw a tweet of mine from 2018 where I said I wanted to go, and it took me 2 years, but eventually I got there. So thank you, Eastern Cape Tourism, for hosting us this past weekend. I had been dying to really see that place, and it did not disappoint. It was really, really way more special than I expected. But I'll talk a bit more about it in, an upcoming episode. Definitely in the next Chika Travel newsletter, which I actually just remembered I have not yet mentioned the newsletter on this podcast, which does not make sense. So yes, guys, we have a newsletter now. Every 2 weeks I write to you and, you know, share what's on my mind as far as travel is concerned. You can subscribe if you have not yet subscribed by clicking on, I will put a link on the show notes for this episode, or you can click on my bio on any of my social media profiles. You will find the link to subscribe there. And I do hope that you enjoy that newsletter. So please do give me feedback when you have seen it. Let me know what you would like to see more of or less of. So this week on the show, I asked a few friends of the podcast about the most memorable meals that they have had during their travels. And when I got the responses, they ranged from Maputo, Sevilla, Hoedspruit, Italy to Mexico. I was drooling just listening to these. Please check them out.
Hey Lelo, my name is Tato. The most memorable dish or meal rather that I had during a trip was in Maputo when we went to the fish market, and we had a platter of prawns, calamari, various fishes. It was absolutely divine. Till today, I don't think I can find any other kind of seafood platter that actually meets or even comes a third of how amazing that platter was at the fish market in Maputo. So yeah, I think for me, that's one of the most memorable meals that I had. And I think another one also was when I went to Brazil. I had also a seafood platter there, but then how they actually prepared it is that they prepared it in front of you. And then when they dished it up on a hot plate that literally is served sizzling hot and piping hot. It was just absolutely divine.
Hi Lelo, this is Melissa Reddy. For your listeners who wouldn't know, my job is in football as a senior correspondent, so I have to travel quite a lot around Europe, the Far East, and the US to do my work. And I have eaten practically everywhere, high class, street markets, whatever you can think of. But the meal that sticks in my head is from Sevilla, which is a very, very pretty Spanish town. I cannot recommend it enough. It's got beautiful gardens, beautiful architecture, really nice weather, and the food is outstanding. It's Michelin star quality at ridiculously low prices. So the place I went to is in Sevilla Old Town. It's called Vinaria San Telmo. It is a small little wine bar slash restaurant with like an outdoor seating. It doesn't look like anything special from the outside. They serve small plates. It was about €4, €5. I think the most expensive dish that I ordered was around €7. And I had mussels, aubergines, chicken, a very tapas-y vibe. But every single morsel that entered my mouth felt like a piece of heaven, because the flavors were so different, so unique, so well balanced. And every single time anyone asks me about a trip or a meal, the first thing that enters my mind, despite the hundreds and thousands of places I've been, is Sevilla and Venerius San Telmo. So if anyone's looking to go to Spain soon, I know obviously Madrid and Barcelona are the big hotspots and they're really nice. But if you do get a chance to go to Sevilla, definitely check out the place and definitely, definitely eat there and eat at Venerius San Telmo. You won't be disappointed.
Hi Lelo, this is Naomi Satlole. My most memorable meal has to be the Florentine steak we had in Florence. After a week of just having pizzas and pastries, we decided to go out for a dinner and actually have meat. The taste, this is the way that they prepared it. Oh, munade. And I think my second favorite meal was at Unambeza Lodge in Hoedspruit. They had this apple soup. It was like the most delicious thing I've had, I don't know, ever. Yeah, so those are my two beds. So definitely the Florentine steak in Florence and the apple soup at Unambeza Lodge.
Yo, Chica Travel podcast. This is a lot. This is impossible for me to answer. But from Marrakesh, Ghana, Benin, Senegal, oh my God, it's been the best food I've ever tasted in my life. The thing is, every plate, every dish has a story. So that's why it's very, very, very difficult. And it will be betrayal if I choose. And I don't want to betray any of these countries. They are my homes. I feel like if I choose somehow when I re-enter the country again, I will be made to pay. You know what I mean? So it's been awesome. It's been feeling. It's been healing. And I can't wait to go back. So again, it's impossible for me to choose. I'm sorry, chicas.
Hey, it's Edla Vito here. So the most memorable meal or food that I had on a trip would have to be pizza in Venice. It was simple pizza. I think it was a margherita. And, you know, with Italians, the less toppings, the better. So that changed how I consume my pizzas. When I order a pizza, it literally has to be three toppings or less. I never go for more than three toppings. And it has to be a clay oven made pizza. Not these conventional ovens, because then it really does taste different. Yeah, so that changed how I order my pizza or where I order my pizzas. Thanks to that Italian pizza, go Venice. Thank you.
Hi Lelo, this is Lerato Tsotetsi, and the most memorable meal I've had during a trip was essentially everything in Mexico. It was a very taco-infused trip, but I think just the way that everything could be made into a taco was definitely memorable. I remember having everything from the normal chicken and beef that you would have in other countries in a taco, but then things like shrimp, a whole crab, octopus, giri, pork trotter, everything. I think that whole experience was completely so memorable for me. So tacos in Mexico City, as the major theme, was definitely the most memorable meal I've ever had. And that is, of course, before I went vegan. Thank you.
Thank
Thank you to Tato, Melissa, Neo, Gwena, Lerato, and Lerato on sharing your memorable meals with us. So, chicas, it's your turn now. Let me know. What was the most memorable meal that you have had on a trip? Where were you? And what about that meal was super special? So tag me on social media to let me know, Miss Lelobi or Chica Travel Podcast. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. I hope you've noted down those meals for your future travels. And as for me, I will chat to you guys again next week. Have a good one. Bye.